Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, you already know what time it is. It's the All Hands Podcast. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good week. Mine was okay. Actually, it wasn't okay. As you know, last Sunday was Father's Day, and I did not celebrate. Even though I am a father, of a 15-year-old girl, love her to death, but I didn't get a call, I didn't get a write, I didn't get anything. So, in essence, I did not celebrate Father's Day. But shout out to all the fathers that did. I'll leave it at that. Well, unless you've been living in a coma, or living in a commune, or just don't give a shit about the news these days, you probably heard about the gigantic elephant that got shot down today. And that is the overturning of Roe versus Wade. A decision that took place in 1973. 49 years ago. They made a rule, the Supreme Court made it a law that women could indeed get abortions for pregnancies. And it stood for 49 fucking years until today. The same Supreme Court who made a ruling 49 years ago shot it down like it was started yesterday. Now, what does that mean exactly for women that are trying to get abortions? Basically, they can't do it. If they are to do it, then they will go to jail for it. Even if the baby's made from being raped or whatever. Now, I know this whole entire country's ass backwards these days, the last couple of years especially. You got political bullshit, you got the left hating the right, you got Democrats hating Republicans, you got white supremacists coming out of the fucking woodwork like they're termites, everything else in COVID. COVID, to me, was the grenade that started all this bullshit. Not to say Roe versus Wade, but damn it, it's in there. So, as I was sitting at work, flipping through my phone, I seen that they overturned it. I was like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. You gonna turn over something that's been around for 49 fucking years. 49, ladies and gentlemen. There is girls that have been sexually assaulted by people that are probably in their families, or guys that are these little college frat bastards that decide to rape a girl in a damn frat party somewhere and get her pregnant. But now now they're saying that it's against the law to get an abortion in some places. And if you were to get one, and whoever helps you get one, or you do it yourself, you're liable to go to jail for it. Now, it's one thing if you are pregnant by your husband and, you get pregnant by accident or something like that, and you decide to have the baby. But, you're a family, so that's natural. But if a woman or a girl or a teenager gets pregnant by one of these little knuckleheads that the only thing they want to do is hit and run and leave the woman with the baby and everything that the woman probably doesn't want or the girl doesn't want, they can't do a damn thing about it now. They got a chance of going to fucking jail for something that two people did together. And it's like, okay, are we still living in the 1960s or 70s now where or the 50s for that matter, where women had to wear dresses all the time and had to be manipulative and listen to everything the husband says and cook the food and, stay in the house and do laundry, pretty much like fucking slave labor, basically. And these two ladies, Roe, they fought for the rights to abort children if the woman feels that they don't want one. And they won it in 1973. But lo and behold, here we are, 2022. And shit that was, you know, a law has been overturned. You can do all this shit for abortion. You can overturn Roe versus Wade. But you can't do the same thing with fucking automatic weapons. Does that sound right to you? You want the woman to have the baby. You want her to carry the term. You want them to carry a baby that may have been conceived through raping or child molesting or whatever. But if they try to get rid of it, they go to jail. Yet, crazy ass people can go online or go to a store or whatever like that and get an automatic weapon and kill a bunch of people. And that doesn't bother you. So basically, you're having the children just to be killed by somebody. They're just practice for target practice. Sound like that to me. I don't know about you. It is so ass damn backwards. It's crazy. So what else is next? Well, you're going to overturn the whole Emancipation Proclamation where, you know, Lincoln slayed the slaves 1,000 years ago? Because I tell you what, if that was to happen, which I'm pretty sure it won't, but I don't put anything past our government these days. They do shit that I'm just like, what the fuck are y'all doing? But if that was just by chance to happen, you're going to have to fucking kill me. I've been African American for 46 damn years. And I'm not about to go slave over somebody's fucking yard or some shit. I'm not going to do that. So you got to wonder how women feel. I know how women feel, okay? I was born in a whole fucking family full of them. And they all have children. They all have children by great guys, somewhat great guys, into assholes. But they didn't abort the kids because the kids have nothing to do with it. But also they had consensual sex with their partners. But if a woman is raped by some dick-envied jackass who just could not go out and get a girlfriend, so he had to go out and rape the first woman he sees and take advantage of her and everything else, and gets the woman pregnant, they have a walking, talking reminder of this rape every single time. Every time. And I'm not putting against the kids because the kids don't know where the hell they came from. But there are women right now that are probably being, and I hate to say this, that are probably being raped as we speak by some punk ass dude that ain't got nothing else better to do than to take this stuff from this woman and rape her. And they probably, 9 times out of 10, probably got her pregnant. But now the government is saying, oh, no, no, no. You have to carry this baby. You had sex with this man, you have to carry the baby. Not really. The woman was attacked. She was beat up. And she was taken advantage of. A.K.A. fucking raped. And she has a walking, talking reminder of this rape with this child. And you're saying that she cannot abort this child. That's like someone coming up to a man and say, you can't use your penis anymore. You cannot use your penis with anybody anymore. You're forbidden from having sex with women again. Usually that happens when you go to prison, but period. Just think about that shit. I would you like somebody to come up to you and tell you, well, you know, your penis is pretty big and you do have semen coming out of it and everything. So you're going to have it come out. You got to stop that. Does that sound fucking right to you? I don't think so. And this here tells me that this whole damn country is going to hell in a fucking handbasket. Well, the thing that you're supposed to be outlawing, you're not doing it. Gun control especially. You will fight tooth and fucking nail to keep a gun in your goddamn drawers. Or in your house. Having 10 guns, 11 guns. And nothing goes wrong with that. But a woman decides that she does not want a baby that she just does not want. And oh my God, you got to stop this. That's not your damn vagina. That's hers. She wants to do what she wants to do with, then that's her. She's a grown-ass goddamn woman. But the thing about it is, though, if they are raped, sexually assaulted, which is basically rape anyway, and they get pregnant by this punk-ass dude, you're telling them that they have to carry this baby now, even though they didn't ask for the goddamn baby. They didn't ask for this man to rape them. They didn't ask them to slap them around and call them bitches and hoes and then impregnate them so they can have a solemn reminder of this asshole that did this to them. They didn't ask for that shit. So now you're taking the only weapon they have to relieve themselves of what happened to them. The rape is bad enough. The sexual assault is bad enough. The sexual harassment is bad enough. But now you're saying, yeah, who cares? You're going to cure this baby. Well, that's bullshit. And the Supreme Court has about maybe two or three flunkies from the Cheeto down south on that Supreme Court. And one of them being the token of the year, Clarence Brown, or Clarence Thomas, sorry. See, Brown, Thomas, same thing. Whose wife was involved in the January 6th insurrection. I'll talk about that another time. But he was one of the people that overruled it, shot it down, blew it out the water, torpedoed the whole fucking thing. Now, Mr. Thomas, being the almighty sellout that he is, he's now thinking that they should go further with that, outlawing same-sex marriages and, you know, outlawing some other kind of shit. Who the hell knows? But the thing that I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is this, okay? This just knocked women back basically 100 damn years. They fought for equality. They fought for same pay. They fought to own their own bodies, basically. And that shit was shot down today by a bunch of people in black hoods. I mean, what in the hell is the problem with men, especially, trying to control what a woman has between her fucking legs? It's not yours. We were born with a penis, okay? That's yours. You cannot tell this woman what to do with her own damn shit. Especially when it comes to babies. Especially if you plop one in her. If she wants the damn thing, that's one thing. But you go tell me that these women, even if they were raped, brutalized, whatever, and they get pregnant because of it, that they cannot get rid of this damn baby. So why? So you can wait about 5 or 10 years to have them go to school, probably get shot by some stupid-ass person that you let have a gun? Are they target practice? Is that it? Because this doesn't make any goddamn sense. There's so much shit going on in this damn country, and you worried about a woman's fucking vajayjay? Seriously? What the fuck? You don't see no women going up there saying, well, men should stop to have all have vasectomies. You don't see that happening. Oh, no, we're gonna struck that down. No, you ain't going to do that. You ain't going to tell me what to do with my penis. So what the fuck you telling this woman what to do with her own damn vagina? Seriously. What the hell is that? See, and I totally can't believe I'm about to say this. There is an episode of Roseanne that I watched with my wife where she does not know the doctor of the baby that she was having was, they didn't know if there was something wrong with it, aka like mental illness or mentally challenged or, you know, whatever. And her and Dan had to wait and wait for the doctor to get back in touch with them. Now, the first thing Roseanne was thinking is that Dan is going to tell her to abort this baby. Dan can't get a word in edgewise because Roseanne had a big mouth, so that didn't go over. But then finally, you know, the second episode, they find out the baby's fine and it's a boy. But again, What in the hell is up with men trying to control women's private parts? They have sold them. They have, you know, chained them up. They have, you know, kidnapped them, stalked them, every damn thing. I don't know what the hell it is, but y'all just got a problem with women's shit. What is the problem? You can't buy the shit. Well, actually, I take that back. You could buy it, okay? You can put millions and millions of dollars on this one woman. But then you go around and fuck around with the next woman that has bigger breasts than the woman you already have. She's better in bed. Whatever. But then as soon as she starts talking about equal rights for women and telling women that they shouldn't be trying to get abortions for their children and everything, y'all lose y'all fucking minds. It's not your shit, okay? It is not your body. Hell no. But I don't get it. I really don't. So, men have tried to use women's bodies for their own doing. They have, like I said, they have sold them as, you know, prostitutes and brainwashed them, got them hooked on drugs, whatever the hell you want to call it. But it seems that they don't get the hint. Okay? You can't tell a person what they need to do with their own body. You can't do that. And for this Roe versus Wade thing to be struck down after 49 fucking years on the ballot and being a law, just shows you how much this country is reverting back to its old ways. Racism is still rampant. People are angry for every goddamn reason in the world. Politicians are not getting along. Everything else. This country is coming out, is blowing up at the seams. Okay? And they're trying to revert back to the days where men ruled everything and women didn't have shit. They had no say-so. They had no job. Whatever. And the most funniest thing about that is, especially back in the 60s and 70s when things were really was bonkers as hell. You had war going on. You got protests everywhere. You got Vietnam vets coming back. They can't get a job. They get looked at. They got shunned. What have you. And Roe versus Wade was part of that thing. The whole women burning their bras and, you know, trying to equal pay like the man. Hell, trying to get a job, period. But they were treated always the same damn way as women. When police officers back in the day, women police officers had to wear skirts. Oh, women don't wear pants in police work. Really? Why? You do. Why not her? Go be a lawyer. Well, no, women have small brains. They can't get into lawyers. How the fuck you know that? She put your ass underneath the goddamn table. And that's with every damn thing. They let you think that you have control of stuff until they snatch it away from you. This has been happening to black people for years. So women are no fucking different. Some guy in a black robe with a dick decides that a woman, all women, are going to have fucking turn babies no matter what the hell they think or do or anything else. And you don't find it something wrong with that. I do. Because, again, you cannot tell a person what to do with their own fucking body. You just can't do that. But to give you an idea of what I'm getting at here, I'm going to read you something from the Roe versus Wade. Hope you enjoy it. Put my trusty glasses on here. Okay. The symbolism of Roe versus Wade. A pregnant single woman, Roe, brought a class action challenge to constitutionalize Texas criminal abortion law, which describes procuring or attempting an abortion experts except on medical advice of the purpose of saving the mother's life. a licensed physician, Halford, who has two state abortion prosecutions pending against him, was permitted to intervene. A childless mother, or childless married couple, the Does, the wife not being pregnant, separate attacks on law, basically the alleged injury of the future possibility of contraceptive failure, pregnancy, or unpreparedness of parenthood. Hey, hey, hey. So, half the people in the Supreme Court are men, okay? Each one of them had to be picked by a president. Now, we all know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a big advocate when it came to women's rights. She was always in the middle of that. She fought long and fucking hard to get the same amount of energy and rights to women that men do. She fought for that shit, and she finally got it. But, unfortunately, she left us. So now it's a fucking free-for-all now. Three of the four damn judges on the Supreme Court were, you know, put there by, one of them by Orange Cheeto. Tangos. So, I don't know if this was part of his Make America Great Again thing, which right now, nothing's fucking great about this country. The people are bad. The country's bad. The economy's bad. Every fucking thing is bad right now. But this Roe versus Wade thing, it opened a lot of damn ears. The shit has been around for 49 damn years. And he shut it down like it happened yesterday. They just brought it up. Hey, we got this new law called Roe versus Wade. No, we don't want that. It's been around since the fucking early 70s, ladies and gentlemen. So for them to shoot it down like it's nothing, they don't give a damn. They could care less. They probably got 15 damn illegitimate kids running around. You would think they'd be the first ones. Okay, yeah, we're going to keep this and going to keep this law here. I got like 15 kids. No. They go off and do this shit. We already got enough on our fucking plate right now. We're still fighting COVID. It's still killing people. Thanks to your fucking president, if you're listening. Not Biden. You know who I'm talking about. People's attitudes are bad. Gun violence is rapid. All kinds of shit. It's hard to wrap your fucking head around it. So then you throw this shit in today, and you got a goddamn MX missile ready to blow us all to fucking face the earth. And it didn't need to fucking happen. There was no fucking reason to even think about overturning Roe versus Wade. I guess that's what happens when you get a bunch of damn justice people that are totally against abortion. You get this bullshit. But not to be wishing bad karma on their families, but I'm a say this. You can agree if you don't. That's totally up to you. Let one of them damn justices whose daughter is, say, 14, 15 years old, and she gets raped by Timothy down the street. Rape the hell out of her. And she comes to you and says, well, Dad, Mom, I think I'm pregnant. What the fuck are you going to do? Now, there's three scenarios. You could be like, okay, well, we support you because, you know, you're a kid, even though you shouldn't be having sex. And we're going to do our best to try to either abort the kid or put up for adoption. Either one is good, at least to me. Or they will beat her ass for even having sex with Timothy down the street, and they go somewhere to get an abortion. Or, the last scenario, the girl don't tell him shit. She stays pregnant the entire fucking time, and she goes out and try to find a way to get rid of it herself. Risking life and limb, pretty much. Now, there was a time when abortion It's one of those old back alley things. You like you know, druggies back in the day that went to these little dark ass alleys to get their dope and shoot it up or smoke it up or whatever. That's what abortion was like. You had to go to fucking Mexico or Canada to get one. And lo and behold, here we are again. Everything is going in reverse. This is a new century, and we're still doing 20th century bullshit. This one especially. And you can say, well, it's the right of the baby in there. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Okay. If my daughter would have come to me and tell me that she was raped by some knucklehead, punk-ass, shit-for-brains dude who could, you know, can't get a girlfriend, I guess, I don't know, and he decided to take it out on my damn daughter, and she ends up pregnant, first of all, I'm hunting this motherfucker down, okay? I don't give a damn about his mama, his daddy, whole fucking family. I don't care. One of you motherfuckers is going to ask or going to pay for my daughter being pregnant by rape. I will be at their front of their house saying, this motherfucker raped my daughter. He got her pregnant. He needs to be thrown underneath the fucking jail. But now, if that was to happen, there is nothing my daughter could do. Legally, at least. And it's a damn shame, because right now, while I'm on here talking to all of you, there's a girl or a teenager or a young woman or whatever, any woman, that had just been raped by somebody they did not want to be raped by. No woman asked to be raped. No woman. Any man that does it, you're automatically a bitch in my book. Okay? You ain't shit to me. If I had a gun, I'd blow your fucking head off. I could. But I can't do that. I'm not a vigilante. But this girl gets pregnant by this guy that raped her. And she, by law, says she has to carry it the full term with no abortions. Anybody ask her, anybody try to get her to abortion, they're liable to go to jail. It's a rape baby. An unplanned rape baby. And then you look at the guy who did his parents. Oh, our Timothy wouldn't do anything like that. No, he would never take a bath or all. That's bullshit. Well, apparently my daughter thinks otherwise. But now, if she was to get pregnant, she cannot get a fucking abortion. What the fuck? Oh, man. The devil is working overtime on this whole fucking world right now. He's in beast mode right now. There's war going on overseas in Ukraine and Russia. They're back at it with them again. racism, as always, is rampant as shit, so that never changes. It's gotten worse. Gun control, same thing. And now you throw the icing on the cake, which is overturning this law that's been standing since 1973. I don't know. I know there's women out there that are crying their eyes out. They are feeling that no one gives a shit, which they are not wrong. And there are babies being born that wasn't even planned. And they can't do a damn thing about it. They're trapped. But you cannot do a damn thing about banning automatic weapons. You can tell a woman to get pregnant and stay pregnant, but you can't keep a gun out of a fucking kid's hand. You can tell a woman that if you get raped or molested and you have a baby, you gotta carry this baby. But yet you can't keep the guns or any kind of automatic weapon out the hands these little stupid ass kids that just want to see something die with a gun. You don't see no problem with that. So ass backwards. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, it's a fucked up day for everybody, women included, because once again, they're being treated like second grade citizens. The males in the government are trying to revert back to when the woman had to stay at home and take care of the children and make the dinner, make the breakfast, and watch Donahue. That's what they're going for. So don't be surprised if something else comes up that's been around forever and they try to overturn it. Huh? Same-sex marriage. Oh yeah, they would definitely try to do that shit. To snatch the freedom right out their fucking hands. African Americans know about that a little bit. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad day for this whole fucking nation. Not only do we got crazy ass people running around with Tango's flags and wearing his red hat, talking about conspiracy this, conspiracy that. I ain't seen as much conspiracy since watching an episode of Unsolved Mysteries. Okay? And they want to blame President Biden for everything that's happened. The earth blows up, it's Biden's fault. Well, this baby fell on her knee and skinned her knee. Biden must have done that. But the last guy, no, he's solid. He's a piece of fucking brick, yeah. But either way, this just adds insult to all these injuries that we already endured. There's over 1 million people dead from COVID. That shouldn't even been here in the first place. Right now, you're wearing a mask everywhere you go, even in your own fucking car. And Joe Biden was nowhere near this shit when it was going on. You don't worry about that. But you're worrying about Patricia over here, who just got raped by a guy that's left her pregnant. And she can't do a damn thing about it. So ass backwards. But I had to go on here and rave and do all kinds of shit because I'm still like, what the fuck just happened? And I know every damn woman in this country is thinking the exact same fucking thing. What in the fuck just happened? Why do this? What the hell does abortion got to do with you? Your fucking court is the one that made the damn decision. And now you wait 49 fucking years to turn over? Well, what the hell? Either way, it's fucked up. It really is. But ladies and gentlemen, that is my word for this evening. Sorry for going off and rattling, but this, I had to get this off my head. I really did. Because I don't understand why in the hell this is happening. And quite frankly, I don't know. I would feel the same way. Now, I am not wishing this on anybody, but I would not be surprised that some women will feel that not only did they get raped and have this baby, but the government's raping them as well. So, don't be surprised if the homicide rate goes up. Well, folks, you have a nice evening, nice weekend, and I'll see you guys down the road for the All Hand Podcast. This is Roberto. Good night, America, wherever you are. And ladies, I'm right there with you. Protest, sign petitions, do whatever the hell you got to do to stop this shit. Because right now, there's a kid or a teenager that just been raped or molested. And they feel trapped. And it's a sad, sad feeling. It really is. You folks have a nice evening. Take care. God bless.